Today is a big day for Mxolisi Kunene, who decided a couple of months ago to undergo a circumcision procedure in the city of Manzini, Swaziland. In this African country, male circumcision is not part of the nation's culture. After applying only localized anesthesia, Kunene remains wide awake as a nurse and physician conduct the 20-minute circumcision.
We should make sure that the client does not have any contraindication to the procedure. It has been checked, and now we will start with the procedure. I'm going first of all to hold the foreskin. We marked so we can know exactly when we are going to cut the foreskins. Now the client is not feeling any pain. Of course, it's very painful if you don't give the anesthesia.
Kunene says there are many benefits for undergoing circumcision.
So far, no pain that I felt. The only slight pain that was there was unexpected, though. The injections, quite a number of them. No, I'm not feeling anything.
And what prompted you to come for this circumcision?
I've seen the benefits of circumcision, mainly on the hygiene. Maybe also reducing chances of HIV.
And do you think this is a replacement for condoms?
Definitely not.
According to figures released by Population Services International, Swaziland intends to circumcise 45% of all males between the ages of 10 to 49 by 2015 and at least 70% of the male population by 2018. About 10,000 adults and 2,000 children were circumcised in 2013. Kelvin Sasimbonile Dlamini is among the first people who were circumcised when the country's circumcision program was restarted following its disastrous start in 2006. He had his own fears when the scalpel pierced his foreskin in 2009.
I did. I had a lot of fears and doubts thinking about what would happen if I became impotent.
He says large numbers of circumcised men are believed to have abandoned condoms and are engaged in unprotected sex. They believe they are now immune to acquiring HIV.
When you are circumcised, you have this feeling of abandoning condoms.
In Zimbabwe and South Africa, circumcision has been welcomed largely by the Xhosa, Shangaan and other communities which have been practicing traditional circumcision ceremonies for centuries. Zimbabwe, Swaziland and South Africa are targeting millions of males to be circumcised by the year 2015. The circumcision program is funded primarily by the United States President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization. Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya, Zambia and Botswana are among the nations where experts say the program may prevent up to 4 million new infections, saving about $20 billion. Dr. Oren Mkurungi, head of Zimbabwe's AIDS and Tuberculosis Unit in the Ministry of Health and Child Welfare, says almost 90,000 men were circumcised in 2013, more than double the number of those that had the procedure last year. Opponents of this program say it is a waste of national and international resources. John Hombane, who lives in Swaziland's capital, Mbabane, believes that there is no need to be circumcised once you are married.
If you're young, it's possible. But now, if you're old, over 30 years, 40, like me, I'm married, I'm 40 years old, it doesn't make sense for me. I think it's past tense for me.
In some cases, potential clients are not yet prepared to be tested for HIV/AIDS before undergoing the procedure, as Melusi Moyo of Zimbabwe's grassroots soccer, which promotes circumcision through a program called Making the Cut, explains.
Most of the young people don't want to know their status, as it is a prerequisite for you to be circumcised. You have to be tested first before you're circumcised. The number which is responding is the ages below the age of 18.
In most of the African nations where the program is underway, proponents are in a difficult fight against myths and cultural barriers. In the next edition of our three-part series, we'll focus on why circumcised men are abandoning the use of condoms. Gibbs Dube reporting for VOA News.